morning. Scripture is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Now, this is the commandment, the statutes, and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life and keep his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children, and talk about them when you are at home, and when you are away, when you lie down, and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
Our scripture reading this morning will be from Romans 8, 26 to 39. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. And God, who searches hearts, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called, and those to whom he also called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ who died, or rather who was raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will affliction or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than victorious through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's message turned out a little differently than I thought it was going to. That's what happens when you ask the Holy Spirit to tell you what to preach. Be careful what you ask for. You see, I saw this story about emergency confetti, and I knew I wanted to talk about it. And we'll get to that in a minute, so hang on, because it's a really good story. But first, I want to talk about the scriptures we just read. They aren't lectionary texts. They're ones that I chose because they fit pretty well, they fit really well in my emergency confetti category. Marcia read more verses, but Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 is called the Shema. I learned about the Shema when I went to seminary, and specifically I learned about this in Christian education class. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today. today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand and fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. The first verse of the Shema is considered the most essential declaration of the Jewish faith. The Lord is our God, the Lord is one, or the Lord alone. This passage details the particular ways in which faith should be lived. Love the Lord with all your being. Teach it to your children. Recite it when you lie down and when you wake up. Bind it as a symbol to your body and write them on your doorpost. Now, because of these commandments, the Jewish people have these two obligations. This one is called phylacteries, is more of a word, tefillin. Now, tefillin is meant to remind the Jews of God's mitzvah, presence, or obligation. They literally bind those to their head and their arm, committing both intellect and physical strength to the fulfillment of the obligation or good deed. This is done at morning services. I found a 3-minute video. I wasn't sure our attention spans were that good. So go find a video on how to do this, because it's really fascinating how this is put on. So at weekday morning services, one case, there are two cases. So I don't know if you can see right here on his forehead. But one case is tied to the arm and the scrolls, with the scrolls on the biceps, and those leather straps, and they're extending down the arm. And then the other case is tied up here on the forehead, and the straps hang down over the shoulders. That's worn during the blessings, during the service, and that they are removed at the end of the service. The second is the mezuzah. When I moved to Shaker Heights, Ohio, after leaving here in 1999, there was a mezuzah on the door frame of my apartment. And the previous tenant had been Jewish, and the landlord offered to take it off. And I said, no, I need the reminder of God's love every chance I get, so please leave it. But on the doorposts of traditional Jewish homes, and maybe some not-so-traditional ones, you'll find a small case like this on their door. A mezuzah is not a good luck charm. It does not have any connection, apparently, to the lamb's blood from the Exodus on the doorpost. It's a constant reminder of God's presence. Now, when you read about Jewish law and obligation, you read about mitzvah, which is obligation. And so you put this mezuzah on the doorposts of the houses, and the words of the Shema that we have read twice now are written on a tiny scroll on parchment paper, along with the words from another Deuteronomy passage. On the back of the scroll, the name of God is written, and they do not use the O. It is G-D, because God's name is too sacred to mention. But the scroll is then rolled up and placed in that case, and but it has to be written, handwritten in a special style, and this particular paper, and then placed in the case to fulfill the mitzvah or the obligation. It's then nailed to the door frame, to the doorpost, at an angle. Why, you ask? I know you want to know. Apparently, the rabbis could not agree whether it should be horizontal or vertical. That's what I read. It's a compromise. But every time you walk through your door, you touch the mezuzah, and you kiss the fingers that touched it, expressing love and respect for God and God's mitzvah, and reminding you that God loves you. Now, these passages remind me of two things. Begin and end each day with God, and teach our children through our actions and not just words. First text. The second text is from Romans 8, 26 through 39. I discovered this text. I know I've read it 100 times. You know that time where you're just reading a scripture or you hear a scripture and all of a sudden you go, well, I've never heard that before. You know you have, but you've now heard it differently. And so I was going through dark days of a divorce, had moved from a town of 5,000 to Indianapolis. I was doing my best. I was working, raising two kids, and I was learning to be a follower of Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean I wasn't. I was raised in the church, but now I'm an adult. And that faith now has to, I have to own this faith, and I have to come to terms with it. When I found this passage, it was balm to my soul. I mean, just reading it now reminded me of so many things, so many verses. It was in that one passage. One, I mean, how many times we don't know what to pray for? I can't tell you how many times I just had to say, okay, Spirit, I'm lost. I don't even know what to ask for, but you do, so pray for me. And all those good texts, Romans 8, 28, nothing could happen. But the ones that became my life verse were 38 through 39. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I take great comfort in those words. Nothing I have done, nothing I will do, will ever separate me from God. Nothing. Now the story that you've been waiting on. This woman's telling the story. My 8-year-old in the car today. Do you want me to throw the confetti I have in my pocket? Me. No, not in the car. Why do you have confetti in your pocket? It's my emergency confetti. I carry it everywhere in case there's good news. Now I read this in a couple of ways. This kid is a realist with hope. He's not expecting good news all the time, but boy, is he ready for it when it comes. So I shared that on Facebook, that little story on Facebook, and my friend Kimberly in Chapel Hill says, I've been wondering, what was the good news that the mother shared? I mean, are they going to Disneyland? What good news is happening that we're going to throw this emergency? And how did she not know about that emergency confetti? I'm a little nervous. So here's my question for us today. What's your emergency confetti? Okay, maybe it's not really confetti, but what is your emergency confetti words? Let's put it that way. Scripture? A quote? A word? And how comfortable are you sharing it? Now, I have something for you today. So here they are. When you pick it up, I suggest you make sure it's sealed. So here's mine. Everybody's got emergency confetti. If we need more, I'll bring more next week. Whether you ever use this emergency confetti or not is really beside the point here. But I invite you to consider what your emergency confetti word is, or words. And think about how comfortable you are sharing those words with someone. Now, each packet has confetti, because you never know, but also a piece of paper. So here's my guess. When you open that, if you get the paper out, the confetti's coming with it. So just be careful. So on mine, one side is written, nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. And on the other side, it says, Jesus loves you. See, I think nothing can ever separate me from the love of God is the best news in the entire Bible. And I kind of had to battle with Paul over that one, giving him that. But, you know, we've had our battles. But I mean, what else, what better news is there? There is nothing you can do that will separate you or me from the love of God. Nothing. My son will tell you that there is nothing that can separate him from my love. I may not always like him, but I always love him. I mean, I could think of 100 other words to be putting on these little pieces of paper. But for me, these are the most important words right now. So I've got this packet. It's going to go in my purse. And who knows? Maybe I'll use this confetti one day. But I will share the words. Yes. Mine has it. Mine, see, I only had one of these left, so I have a Ziploc, so feel free to change yours. Check the integrity of the bag, definitely. But you see, every time I see it in my purse, I'm going to be reminded to look for good news and for people who need to hear it. I mean, the love of God and love for God's people is to be shared. But one last thing. Confetti never goes away, does it? It's still on our kitchen floor. And I did this a couple of days ago. It gets into the carpet and the corners of your living room. And you're going to find it in your pocket or your hair. But it's a lot like Christmas tinsel and Easter egg grass. It's with us forever. Just like God's love, it never goes away either. Amen.